The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, last one of the week. Tomorrow you can email talk at beat102103.com. This came in yesterday morning. I will read it out and we will take your honest thoughts on this, please. Good morning, all. Please keep me in on. I'm getting married in July and we've started looking at what rings to get. My issue is my engagement ring. My partner knew what kind of ring I wanted as we had originally looked at quite a few. And the one he got me is stunning. But the diamond is tiny and has been crooked since I got it. I've mentioned the crookedness a few times in the hope he would suggest bringing it back and having it fixed. But it hasn't happened. Please don't misunderstand me. If the ring was €2, I wouldn't care. It's not about the cost. I've always liked my ring, but I've been a little unsure of the size of it. And recently I've had some issues with it. It's as if the band has gone off colour, which I've heard is normal and it needs to be dipped. Anyway, long story short, I would really love a different engagement ring for the long term. Due to the crookedness of the diamond, the band being a different colour almost, and the diamond being very small. My issue is that because of the diamond being so small, I can't find another ring as a wedding band that doesn't make it look even smaller. It's not a superficial thing of wanting to look like an expensive ring or anything like that. It's how it looks with the wedding band. I don't want to upset or insult my partner either by suggesting another ring, as he went out of his way to have this one designed for me. And he tried his best, and I appreciate it. I just wish I had a way of finding a matching ring set so they complement each other. Am I a bitch for thinking this way? Signed, a grateful but stressed bride-to-be.
This is sticky and yucky. And I don't think you're coming across as being like a beep. I think, like you said, that you're grateful and you know that he went out of his way to design it and everything. I'm kind of torn because, well, firstly, can I say if your diamond is crooked, you're absolutely entitled to bring it back and get it fixed. Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't be, if it's broken, then the shop should repair it wherever he got it made. But I do, like, I'm kind of torn between, yeah, get it fixed and get it sorted. And I'm also like, yeah, you don't want to hurt him. And I would be the same if it was Tom. Like, I don't want to,
like, belittle the work he put in.
Absolutely. And the money that was spent and the sentiment and the thought behind it. And like, but I guess, like, I would be conscious of not being too crazily focused on, not that I don't, I love my engagement ring and everything, but I kind of think I love Tom more. And after many years, it's not the biggest deal, if you know what I mean. Mm. I really am a little bit like kind of lost for words
one.
Because I don't think you're being horrible. You don't come across as being like really superficial or anything like that, and yet it is something that is upsetting you. Well, I know it's kind of a hard one for you.
It is a hard one. My initial thought when I read it yesterday when it came in was, I would hope you could sit down and have this honest conversation with your partner. You're getting married. Yeah. You love each other.
Yeah, but she said it to him. And that's kind of the problem.
Has she said it in the point of he'll pick up the hint, oh, let's go do that? Sit him down and say, these are my concerns. Can we go and at least look at getting it fixed first? And, you know, and then maybe say to him, actually, finding a wedding band to fit it would be hard. So could we, you know. Yeah, I just think she should be able to talk about it.
You're kind of right. Like, if you are getting married to somebody and you can't have an honest conversation, that is a little bit of a problem. And, like, I think saying to him about the crookedness and him not picking up, he could just be a bit like, ah, sure, she's what she told me. The dipping thing, like that, I know is a white gold thing and it can be just really easily fixed. So I wouldn't worry about that. But I do think Noel's right. Like, I actually think you have to be able to say, like, you're going to have to, this is the thing about marriage and being in a relationship with somebody long term. You're going to have some really difficult, crappy conversations that you don't want to have. Mm. And like, putting it off now and you're holding on to this and you're questioning yourself about what kind of person you are going into the marriage. Like, just tell him how you feel. Just say, I'm really upset. It's like, it's crooked and the thing. And hopefully he's just going to turn around and go, right, let's go get it sorted. This is not a big deal. And can I just say as well, when it comes to the wedding band, like, you can get something made that you will be happy with. You probably just haven't seen anything that you feel matches it.
Okay, let's pause there. And let's take your thoughts. What advice would you have for our emailer this morning? 085 102 9103.
James' message that just
most
came
sensible
in is quite,
advice I've seen.
It's quite helpful. This woman needs to understand that men don't get hints.
Nope.
She needs to tell him directly, and I wouldn't see a problem. All he wants is to marry her. Well said, James. Thank you very much. Voice of reason.
Lucy says, tell him you need to get it straightened and dipped. I don't think that's too much to ask. And also just mention that you're worried about finding a wedding band to match it, that maybe you could look at getting a matching set instead to mark the wedding day. If you can't talk to him now, open and honestly, without out fear of hurting his feelings, then you'll do yourself no favours for the future. Best of luck.
Thanks, Lucy. Tony said my better half didn't like her ring. She was honest about it. So I told her herself I would get her a set for when we were getting married and she could pick it up herself. I was happy, she was happy.
Pick it herself rather than just pick it up herself. What did I say? Go down and collect that now. Pick it. Michelle says no one else cares what your engagement ring and wedding ring combo looks like. Won't even register with most people. There is a bit of truth to that. Friend, I mean, initially there's a fuss over the engagement ring and then nobody ever looks at it again.
Exactly. No, but it's kind of like just the thing to do. Like, it's you know, if you find out somebody's got engaged, oh my God, congratulations. Yeah. But you're not looking and thinking, oh, like, Brenda says, go back to where you got it made and get a wedding band to match it. Small diamond means it must be real. And yes, if it's white, gold or platinum, you need to get it dipped every 6 months.
Okay, let's get some voice notes. Strong words from Eilish.
Wedding bands can be plain. You're being ungrateful. You don't like your ring. Say it. Stop pretending like you do. Stop being like, oh, this is all just to match. This is all about your ego.
Whoa, okay. Kelly.
Well, in regards to the dilemma, look, I'm on my 1, 2, 3, 4, 4th engagement ring.
Kelly.
One is a new set I got for Christmas, and a new matching ring set because my other one was getting tarnished. But tell him, the only way you're going to get this started is tell him you love the ring, you can still keep the ring, and you just want to get another ring that will match the wedding band. Or, as they said already, a wedding band can be made to suit it. I went through a few engagement rings because I lost a lot of weight, so, and I couldn't wear the other one, so my husband got me another one. And then when I got a new wedding band, and then I got a new wedding band set at Christmas time. I love rings. I love that and shiny. But be straight up a bit and tell him, look, you love the ring, you just want to get something that will match a wedding band. You can get a set together that will match and it'll be fine, and you keep the other one, you can still wear it.
Okay.
Kelly, you've been there. You've got the ring t-shirt. You
Kelly
know
is a magpie.
Yeah.
Just grabbing everything.
Can I just finish? Oh, sorry. We got another one. Jane said, it sounds to me like he's not hearing the way you need to be heard what you're saying. You can't go into a marriage not being able to communicate. Marriage is great and awful and amazing. You need to be able to talk. He needs to listen. If he won't hear you now, he will hear it even less when the second ring is on.
Okay. I'm going to finish with a sweet one from Greg.
Go on, Greg.
So, B, I have a wee bit of advice. Well, it's up to your man if he wants to do it, but I was never 100%. I loved the ring, and my wife loved the ring that I got for her, our engagement. But I got it at a time where, like, I could probably put as much funds into it as I would have wanted to at a later date. So what I did for her 30th birthday, she just had a baby, so her rings were off, and she had them in a box. So I stole the ring, and I went and got it remade again, and actually, like, used the original diamond, but got extra diamonds and a new band and a new setting put on it and so on as well. So I actually did a really nice job on it. So, like, there's things that you can do, and you can do them after the kind of fact as well. But, like, the diamond and the ring that he posed to her with is extremely special, and it'd be a shame to lose that. But you can keep the essence of the original ring, but do a wee job on it. So that would be my advice. Doesn't really need to be done immediately, but yeah, it was a good result in the end. And when she actually got her ring back, she'd actually thought she'd lost it, so it was great when she got it, and I gave it for her 30th birthday. So all good in the hood. So that would be my advice.
Thank you, Greg.
Greg, you're after melting our little hearts here this morning. That's very sweet. Imagine her, though, thinking she'd lost it, not saying anything to him, going, oh my God, I'm dead. Like, I've lost the ring. And then, yeah.
That's the dilemma of the week. Tomorrow, you can email talk@beat102103.com.